They're bright-eyed and bushy-tailed. You know, maybe they should see a doctor about those tails. It's Sunday Brunch with Jamie West and Tracy Lynn on AM 900 CHML.
Thanks for joining us on the program. Great to have you along. Jamie and Tracy and Mungo Jerry, feedback always appreciated on the show. Not out of the microphone, but your written feedback is always appreciated. Jay West at westpromedia.com, Tracy without an E at westpromedia.com, and find us in the social places too.
Yes, they can like us at CHML Sunday Brunch on Facebook.
All right, this guy is really needs no introduction. He's been a regular guest on the program, and I'm happy to say he's going to be a weekly guest on the program beginning April 1st. I don't know if there's any connection to April Fool's Day. This is no joke. Bobby Asadorian is going to be joining us with the Just Ask Bob Show radio edition, and we're going to give it a test drive here a couple of times before the month of April rolls around, because you can't keep Bobby in his cage. This guy's got things to say. He's got information to impart upon you, the good listenership, that will protect you and keep you from harm when it comes to home renovations, maintenance, and upkeep. Bobby, great to have you on the show.
Thank you, Jamie. Hey, Tracy, how are you?
I'm good.
And a big warm hello to Hamilton.
There you go. There you go. They're out there in droves. Bobby, you're the proprietor of Triple R Renovations, and you've seen and done just about everything out there to do with houses and homes and building and renovations and maintenance. And you know, we're never going to run out of topics to discuss on the Just Ask Bob Show radio edition. Of course, you got the Cable 14 show. How long's that been going now?
Oh, 6 years now. 6 years. God bless.
Excellent. And people can find those segments on social media as well, right?
Yes. Largest database, www.justaskbob.com. Again, www.justaskbob.com. Nearly 150 shows over the last 6 years. Everything can be found off my site.
Fantastic. Bobby, let's talk about something that's important. You know, we've discussed how we've had a milder winter, but we have had a few cold snaps, and we have had to deal, in some places, have had to deal with frozen pipes. And there were a couple stories in the news you wanted to point to where fires started as a result of people trying to thaw out their pipes, right?
Yes, as mild as the winter has been, fortunately, I mean, the temperature still has gone down enough to cause some frozen pipes. Now, Jamie, this amazes me. We have covered this probably not once, twice, but three times this winter season, and people don't get it. Family day, long weekend, two house fires in Hamilton caused by thawing frozen pipes. One was directly attributed to an open flame. So this homeowner literally had the open flame torching on the pipe. They ended up burning their home. The second case, again, due to thawing frozen pipes, wasn't an open flame, though. In that second case, they left the heater running unattended, I believe, for a long duration of time or overnight. And it was just what it took. There it caused their own house fire.
It does make you wonder how people are able to do that. You know, I know that. Just take us through that. People do what? They light up a plumber's torch?
Yes, yeah. Well, I'm assuming it's a plumber's torch.
Yeah.
I mean, I don't think a Bic would do it. I think
no.
They've got a plumber's torch going. It's definitely the media's covered. It is open flame. And any time I've discussed it, it's keep away from the open flame. So they're literally dousing at it with the open flame. Now, the wood joist, again, depends what location. Media didn't specify, but let's assume it's in the basement up in the ceiling.
Yeah.
These wood joists, they can catch. They obviously do. They ignite. Now, if it's in a wall cavity, it's not joists, it's wall studs. They can ignite. A lot of the older Hamilton homes were built prior to vapor barrier and the modern Roxul, you know, stone wool insulation that's very, very resistant and nearly impossible to burn. I've done a half-hour program on Cable 14 where I put the open flame to Roxul insulation. It would not ignite. But the old fiberglass bats in the old Hamilton homes, they have paper backing. Now, that's dangerous. That's before the modern introduction of vapor barrier. So they're either igniting the paper over the bats or the wood subfloor or the joists or the studs. And this is terrible.
But isn't it obvious, though, when you see a flame on that? Or is it just, or is it that they're heating it and they don't realize that it's smoldering? And it's,
well,
that,
I mean, this might be the one or two people in town that haven't caught us talking about this, Jamie, or they're just not thinking. I mean, again, one thing I want to always go back and touch on, I've seen a lot of people do a lot of crazy things, even firsthand and not even through the media over the last decade or two, But at least the last while, you know, we live in troubled economic times, whether it's the steel industry or the retail or whatever's going on. You know, just reading recently in the paper, they want to shut down one hospital in Hamilton. So these troubled economic times keep homeowners from hiring or bringing in a tradesman or a contractor. They're avid DIY, whether it's they're bombarded on television watching these programs. And then there's also the estimate. Obviously, they're maybe calling a couple of contractors or plumbers. They don't like what they hear on the other end of the phone, and they go and attempt this themselves. You know, there's much, much safer ways. I'm an advocate of homeowners doing it themselves, but you have to do it properly.
Yeah, I was going to say there's we live in this time where we want to do things ourselves so we can save money long term. But again, I guess the people that tried to take matters into their own hands ended up spending a lot more than just
certainly,
picking up the
certainly
phone call.
There's also the potential. I'm not an insurance specialist, but I have read about this, and I know how insurance companies think. That's the key. You have to know how they think. If they can prove that a claim or damage was caused to a home, for example, obviously torching it yourself with the open flame, hiring an illegal, unlicensed contractor, city permits weren't pulled or issued, and there's damage to the home or the occupants, insurance companies, I'm sure they dig into this. If they can find a way out of a claim, that's in fact what they're going to attempt to do. So, you know, you have to be very careful.
Ooh, so
I mean,
they won't even cover
pride
it.
Also, pride in doing it themselves. I could almost picture the wife yelling, call in a contractor, and the husband saying, I'll have these pipes running in a few minutes. And then what happens? He burns down his home.
Right. Yeah. So let's get to then what we should be doing. If in fact, well, you should be calling in somebody professionally, obviously. But if you're not going to do that, what should you be doing to avoid burning your home down?
Well, even before calling in the professionals, because again, most won't show up that minute.
Right.
At those times when the pipes are frozen, it's not just your one single home. So there's a few things you can try. Number one, if it's in the basement, I don't care where it is in the basement, usually it would be a kitchen or a bathroom or some other area. If it's in the basement and the pipes are behind a cabinet, let's help the air to circulate. Open the cabinet doors. Keep them open, actually, overnight and continually when we have these very cold temperatures. That will let the air circulate. So let's talk preventive for a moment. That's one way you can prevent it. Another way is to let the water drip, very, very slight drip. Now, you know, I give this one out with a grain of salt because we don't, you know, you pay for water. You pay for it twofold. A, you pay for what you use. B, you pay for it going out the drain.
Right.
You know, that's how those water sewer charges work. But if it's extreme situation, let the water run overnight. Now, then another preventive measure is, I don't care if it's homeowner, contractor, I've seen a lot of horribly disgusting ways people insulate. So you've got your cavity in the basement, it's a wall, you've got your copper piping. Too many homeowners, and even some contractors, they'll stuff the insulation as crazy as they can in front of the pipe. So we're talking now, you're looking at this cold basement wall. They're not putting the insulation between the copper pipe and the outside studded or foundation wall. They're putting it the opposite. They're putting it between the pipe and the warm basement room. What this does is it causes a freezing ice cold zone in behind. You want warmth behind, insulate behind, keep the front of the pipe open to warm room air.
Ah, makes a...
believe it, Jamie, you've got to see the things I've seen in people's basements. I've seen them hanging wet clothes to dry on electrical wiring.
What?
I seen this 2 weeks ago.
Oh, my God.
Oh, my gosh.
And it's usually knob and tube wiring, but I will save that for another show.
Yeah, no kidding. We've got so many topics that we can get to. Bobby, how do people get a hold of you if they'd like to discuss an issue with you or have you come out and do some work for them?
I am the easiest man to get a hold of. 289-649-0196. I'm old school. Pick up the phone, first chance you get. If you want to go on the web, again, largest database on the net, it will teach you. www.justaskbob.com.
Bobby, as always, we learn a lot when you're here with us, and we're so excited that you're going to be a weekly part of this program, especially as we head into the change of seasons coming up sort of officially in the next month or so. With everybody, you know, getting out there and getting busy on home maintenance projects, I just know we're going to have a great time on this program. So great to have you on board.
Here.
Yeah, it's going to be great. Bobby Asadorian with Triple R Renovations and the Just Ask Bob Show on Cable 14 doing the Just Ask Bob Show radio edition here on Sunday Brunch. Thanks, Bobby. We'll talk to you soon.
Thank you. Thank you, Hamilton.
Take care. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
Or should I say bye-bye?
Bye-bye.
Bob-bye. Bob-bye. Bob-bye.
Bye-bye.
We've got... What's coming up on Tracy's mind?
He's scared.
I'm frightened. It's coming up next. Sunday Brunch, AM 900, CHML.